Zog the Gemara, Daf Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph, five lines from the top, by the two dots. Zog the Gemara, Hoy Lefonov Minim Harbe. So the Mishnah said, as the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Zayin is Odif. If you have Minim Harbe, Shivas HaMinim is the one you make the bracha on first. Chachomim say, that no, Choviv Odif. Whatever is your preference. If you like the not Min Zayin Odif, then you take the non-Min Zayin. If you do like it, you do take it. But there's no Indian of Min Zayin over Chavivis. Zog the Gemara, what's the Yisari of this Machlokes? Oma Ula. Machlokes, the Machlokes is b'shebichoseihen shavois. That means, Zagrashi, Kegoin, Zeisim v'tapuchim. Both of them are eights. One of them is an olive, Zayis is pale sides of soul, Eret Zeis, Shem and Udvash, and tapuchim is regular apples, but they both are eights. The Tavaya Boropi eights, Ubol lifter is Shteyen b'brocha achas. And we're talking about a case where you're making a brocha on one food item, and with that brocha, you're upgepat to the second food item. That's the case. B'chasein shofet, they're both ha'eitz, just one is mina oretz of zayin minim, and one is not. So Rabbi Yehuda says, zayin minim is odif, and Chachomim say, chovev is odif. If you like apples over olives, then you're allowed to make a tapuach ha'eitz first on that, and use that to pata the zayin minim. So the machlok is by b'chasein shofet. The Rabbi Yehuda sova min shiva odif. Rabbi Yehuda says it's better to make a brach on the zayin minim, to use that to pata the other fruit. The Rabbanon Savri, min chovev odif. That you're allowed to take the one that's more chaviv to you. Now, just before we go weiter, the etzem is soy that he's saying that chaviv is odiv. So bishleima shiva, I understand. The Meiri explains this. He says bishleima shiva, I understand. The Torah is machshavit shiva saminim zayin minim. Yeah. What does min chaviv mean? Who are you? I mean, you're a very important person. We know that, but you are deciding the chashivas of a food item. Voshteita zok the Meiri very gishmak pshat in Hilchos Brachos. He says, because it's chaviv by you, you would like enjoy something more, so it's ke'ein and ikker, and the other food item becomes a tofel. And we know the halacha in Brachos Algamein is that tofel is bottled to the ikker, since b'chasein shavos, you make the brach on the ikker, and that patters the tofel. So the chiddush is, chovev is odif, and memele, the zayin minim is upgepattered, like every tofel is. But you're saying poshut, that's how you poshut learned, and chanami. Glot the cup, because that's taka, that's how you understand zavona in chovev odif, because it's taka ikka and it's bottled the tofel. Avol, b'she'ein, b'chasein shavos, meaning, however, if let's say the brachas are not shavas, for instance, Dr. Rashi, if one of them is ha'eitz and one of the other one is hadoma, then divrei hakol mevorach al zeh v'chayz mevorach al zeh. You have to make two brachas. So then everyone agrees that you make one bracha and they make the other bracha. And then there's no difference which one you pick. You can pick the zayin minim first, or whatever it is, and the other one is the whole different bracha. Yeah. You can pick the zayis, or you can pick the shahakol. Yeah. Doesn't make a difference. Not b'chasein shavos. Zog Rashi. Let's see the Rashi inside. Avok she'en b'chasein shavos de v'hakol, ein bracha achas poitaton, since you're not using one bracha to utilize it to pat to the other one, so shuv ein ka machlokes. There's no machlokes, b'rinu chachomim. V'af agav de tenan. Now, even though it was like Rashi, Kashi, we learned in the Mishnah of Mem, bircha peres ilon, bori pi adoma yotza. When you make adoma on peres ilon, you yotza. So, Rashi. So, if it's bechasein and not shavos, that means one of them is an eitz, let's say, and one is a hadoma. So then, once you made hadoma on one, the other one should be upkapatet. So, what do you mean you make the second bracha second? There's no second bracha. Hadoma shapata the second. Zogt Rashi, hanimili bechadmina. That's when you have one food item. Instead of make a eitz on the apple, you made a hadoma, so you're upkapatet. V'ton, you made a mistake. Ubir chaleb b'rapi adoma, you yoitza. Aval tznoin v'zayis. That's the case that Rashi is using. Tznoin v'zayis. A radish and an olive. One of them is hadoma, and one of them is an eitz. Ubir chala tznoin. You made a hadoma on the tznoin. Loin nifta hazayis. You're not going to patch up the zayis, so you don't have to make a eitz anymore. But you still have to make a eitz. So ein b'chasein shavos, everyone agrees that the bruch of one doesn't pat to the other, even though we know to and you made adoma on an eitz, you yotza. But if you make a bruch on one adoma on a food item, then the second food item still requires an eitz, and that's avada not going to be the machloigas. Now, part of the cheshbon, what is negated the cheshbon, is that we're saying now, let's just see the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Pirush Rashi going tznoin v'zayis, Veshuv ain't ka machloikas. There's no machloikas about tzrayim v'zayis. When one is adom and one is ha'eitz. Kevich and echad poites chaveroi. I feel Rabbi Yehuda moi that there ain't a difference with shivas aminim. There's no mylan doing shivas aminim first. El mevorach aleiz shiyetz etchila. Hachoviv loy, whatever you enjoy more. V'achri vorach alasheni. And the reason is, explained achronim, that what's the whole word? When you make one bracha, so Rabbi Yehuda understands it's a gnai that you're making a bracha on one fruit, on an apple, and with that you up kapat the shivas aminim. It's a gnai in the shivas aminim. Pesach soul is a secondary that you're using it for the bracha that you're being yoitza with, and the other one you're making a bracha on, and this is nichlal nigrar. Mashenka, when you're making two brachas, so then there's no difference. You can make shivas aminim second. You can make a eitz after you made that dom on the tzadayim first. Then you don't have this whole problem.
You shouldn't do that, though.
We'll see. Yeah, the halacha is going to not be like this. But right now we're going by ein bichasei and shavos. Then there's no machloikas. Oh, zok teisus. Teisus continues. The chenish shafash Rabbi Yehuda moedel chachomim hoivel apir shak mor mutav shneimar sheyocht moedel rabim velo rabim moedel liyochit. So vadi she agreed to chachomim. Vehikshe Rashi and really brings Rashi's kasha. Velavoich al atzloin velifter al sazayis. Maybe make a bracha just on the Adom and up at the desires. Dot nana el bircha peras ilam bei pedama yotzo. The tirets the shiny hosam shein shom alachad mina. The tov birch bei pedama. You made a mistake. Aval hachak shabirch bei pedama al tznoin. When you made a Adom and it's tznoin, loy potes chavei. You don't patter up the other one. Shu bei pedeitz. I feel a bit yevet. Fektoiz vim toimar lamrin on leel. The Gemara says in Daf Lametz that be uvdir ba kapora de birchas bei pi adoma chashiv etvei mishahakol. There's Gemara over there. If you remember, there was the story about kapora, the two talmidim. They both did not outlive their year. There was shlokas and there was pagios. There was shahakal and there was hadom in front of them. So one of them made the bracha first, the other one was melagleg. He made the shakal first. So over there, Bakapur was upset. The birchas, over there we see that birchas boir pi adoma cheshivet vei mishahakal. There's two different brachas. It's not birchas and shavos. And yet he was upset that you should have made first on the one that's hadoma before shahakal. So here we see clearly, we're saying now, and this is out in the Gemara, there is no pay in what goes first. Zoktesis, that's dafka when it comes to hadom and shahakol. Lefisha mevur, heres tvei, the more mevur it is, the more of a reason that you have to be makdim, the more choshev and mevur the kabracha. Im ken gam bari pri eitz, chshiv et tvei, min birchas bari pri hadoma. And that tvei says, no, v'yesh loymar. The loy choshev bari pri eitz, kol kach mi bari pri hadoma, kumay shechoshev bari pri hadoma, mi shahakol. Zoktes is a gewaldige cheshbon. Not la halacha this, because soon we're going to see in halacha things are going to change. But in the cheshbon that we're saying, by ein bichasei and shoves, we're saying there's no difference. Factes is lamates, the Gemara says, with shlokas, one is hadoma and one is shahakol, and pagios, there was a kpeda. There's a difference between hadoma and shahakol, which is a big difference, big jump, versus hadoma and oeit, nishkosh. So over there, ein bichasei and shoves, it's not such a big difference. So mele, there's no such kpeda. Atkan Tosis, the cheshbon of this Tosis. Now, zok the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara said, "Abak she'ein bichasein shoves di v'hakam b'vor chazeh v'choiz b'vor chazeh." Rabbi Yehuda is not makbid, there's no machlokes. May se effect Gemara kasha hoy lefon of tznoin v'zayis. If you had a radish hadoma and zayis or eitz b'vor chalat tznoin, you make a bracha on the radish on the hadoma u'poiter es hazayis. So we see clearly ein bichasein shoves. You make a bracha on the radish, and with that you pater the zayis. So we see that even by two different brachas, one paters the other, and you don't require to make a second bracha. We just said ein bichasein shavos is no machloikas because you anyways making two brachas, then it doesn't start the whole machloikas. Here we see one paters the other, so there should be a machloikas because you can make one bracha and you don't have to make the eights anymore. Poites the zayis, punkt vakeret adom paters the zayis. And to the Gemara, we're talking about a very specific case. The main food item you're eating is a radish. But now you have a technical problem. You have a very bitter breath in your mouth. You have a bad taste. It's a very bitter taste. You want to alleviate the smell or the taste or the sharpness. So then you're taking the zayis as a secondary tuffel. That's why the zayis is upkapatted. Zogmoga. If you're talking about a case where one is ikka, one is tofu, state in the safe over there. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember vorich al hazayis. You make a bracha on the zayis. Sha zayis mi min shiva. So we see that zayis is min shiva.
It's more important.
So frag the mogah. Vilesle Rabbi Yehuda hadit dan kol shu ikka v'imay tefela mevorich al ikka poitz tefela. If you're telling me that the main thing is the tznoin, that's what you're eating. You're having a dish of tznoin, and now you're just taking the zayis to take away the taste. So why does he suddenly say min zayin is odif? I lechoyd is din ikka and tofu. V'chita emochanami that he argues on the din of ikka and tofu. The lesle, and that's why he says you make a bracha on the zayis, even though it's a tofu in this case where you want to take away the sharp bitter taste of the tznoin. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he agrees to ikan tofel in machmas tznoin ba'azayis. If you're eating the tznoin, is machmas tznoin ba'azayis, if only because it's tznoin you're eating the zayis, then bevorech al tznoin upoint zayis. Then he agrees that you make a bracha just on the tznoin and not on the zayis. So when he argues and he says you make a bracha on the zayis, he's not talking about a case where one is the ikka, one is the tofel. So we see clearly that even by two different brachas, you make one and you pat to the other, and it's gar machloikas, which one, shivas aminim or hadoma patas eitz. We're talking about tznoin is the ikka, and that's the reason why you make a bracha on tznoin and you don't need to make a bracha on the zayis, even though it's an eitz, because it's only coming as a tofel. So what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing on? V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbonon b'milsa achita t'chesu v'mechsen des b'raisa. It's b'milsa achita z'machlekes. V'chesu v'mechsen v'achketoni hoi lefon of tznoin v'zayis. If you had a radish in front of you and a zayis and an olive, one is an eitz, one is a doma. B'voich ala tznoin, you make a bracha on the tznoin, if that's the ikka. U'poit is a zayis. When do you say this b'medvam amurim? K'sha tznoin ikka. When the main dish you're eating is a tznoin dish. And you only desire secondary to take away the bitter taste. Avol ain't at tznoin ikka, but if the tznoin is not the ikka, divrei hakol mevorech al ze, v'choizem mevorech al ze. Punkt, like we said before, when it's tznoin is not the ikka, and it's two different brachas, that means ein brachas ein shavos. Then everyone agrees you make a bracha on two different items. You don't make one bracha patas the other. And Tosis learned, and Rashi understood that we understood that to mean then you can pick and choose. There's no difference. Then as long as you then it doesn't make a difference that one is Zayin Minim. You can make one, you make the other. As long as you make the Zayin Minim later, it doesn't make a difference. You're not using the Zayin Minim to patter it up through a different bracha. You're making two brachas, so then you can go chaviv too. Then everyone agrees. Mavarchas evachoyz mavarchas. Like we said, ain brachas ain shavos. There's no machlekes. Then the Gemara continues. Vishnei Minim ba'alma. But if you have two Minim that are brachas ain shavos, then mevoich al eizem en shiyitze. This is the machloikas. Then you pick which you want. That's tanakama shita meaning choviv. Rabbi Yudoyim mevoich al azayis shazayis min sheva. And min sheva overrides by bichosei and shoveis over the din of chavivas. And that's where the machloikas is. You can't use zayin minin to be niftar through a different ho'eitz. And Tanakama holds, Rabbi Yudah holds, no, that Choviv overrides. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, you make zayin minin first, and that's the bracha you're going to make, the part of the other minin.
Choviv doesn't override.
What did you say?
The Choviv does not override.
The Choviv does not override. Zayin Minim overrides. And the Svarad Achorim explained, because Zayin Minim cannot be a Niftar. It's too Choshev of a Pri to be a Niftar. That needs a bracha by itself. It can't be a secondary bracha that you're using a different Eitz to patter it. So this was the Lishne Kama. We just finished saying now, not Lishne Kama, but we just finished saying now that Ula said, the machloikas is by Bichosein Shavos. The machloikas is when they have the same bracha. That means Zayis and Tapuchim, Ho'eitz and Ho'eitz, Zayin Minim and regular Eitz. But Ein Bichosein Shavos. Everyone agrees there's no difference. You're making a bracha twice anyways, two different brachas. So you can make the Zayin Minim second, first, doesn't make a difference. Zog di gomogah, pligi bo Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzchok. There's a machloikas in this nekuda. This is gufa machloikas. Chad omar machloikas bishul bechosein shavos. Like we just finished saying a second ago, like Ula said. The Rabbi Yehuda sava min shiva adiv, Rabbanu tzavi min chaviv adiv. Aval b'shem bechosein shavos. But when the brachas are not equal, divrei hakol mevorech al zeh v'chozim mevorech al zeh. When the brachas are not equal, then everyone agrees that you make two different brachas. The chad omar, that's what we learned until now. But the chad omar, the other man holds. Even when the brachas are not equal, even when one of them is tznoin and one of them is zayis, nami machloikas, it's a machloikas too, that you make a bracha on the tznoin and that pat is the zayis. And not the case of ik and tofel, because everyone agrees ik and tofel, there's no machloikas. It can't be that the main dish is radish and you're using the zayis just to take away the bitterness, because that we said a rabbi would agree. But the machloikas is even by ein b'chasein shavos. So Dr. Mal Bishlam, the man domen b'chasein shavos machloikas shapir. The machloikas by b'chasein shavos, I get the machloikas. Is choviv aviv or is ein minim aviv? El man domen b'chasein shavos pligi, what is the machloikas? But my pligi, how do you understand the machloikas? Zog Rashi, Hovade le miftri b'chad brocha. You're not being pattering with one bracha. You're making another bracha. If you're making another bracha, so what's the machloikas? If you're making two brachas anyways, where does the machloikas lie? It's not an ikka and tofel, because we said already, Rabbi agrees to that. So what's the machloikas? Right now we're saying Nalakula. We're saying now. The Gemara is talking with Machloikas by Ein Bechor saying Shoves is as follows. Omega Biyamaya, Lahakdim. Here we're being Machalish, what you mentioned before. Lahakdim. Yitaka making two brachas. The question is what goes first? Which one goes first? That is the Machloikas of Bin Rabbonon. The Omega Biyayasibiyatem Rabbi Yitzchok, Chalam Mukdim, Beposuk, Ze, Mukdim Lebracha. Whatever is mentioned first in the following Posuk of Eretz Chita goes first, a Hakdom in the Bracha. Shenema, like it says in the Posuk, Eretz Chita Vesoira. Chita is first. Then goes soira, then goes barley. V'gefen v'te'eno. Then goes gefen, then goes te'eno, then goes rimoin. Eretz zei shemun udvash. Then goes zei shemun udvash. It has a second eretz, so it has a mile of the second eretz before the things that I mentioned third in the first eretz. So this is the machloikas. This is where the Rebbe Yudah comes into the picture. The Rebbe Yudah says that even if you have embrich saying shavos, but you go what's mentioned first in the bracha lahakdim, and that is the machloikas, what goes first? Upligi. Now, before we go on to Pligi, there's two very interesting kashas. First of all, the Weltfrag the kasha. Makshin Oilam, as I've been told. The Weltfrag the kasha. The Pasuk had to mention one before the other. You can't mention simultaneously all the same time. What's the right? The Pasuk is lahakdim. The Pasuk is mentioned the parasite soul. So then one of them is going to be mentioned first. That means it's lahakdim. Maybe they're all the same. But one has to be mentioned first.
Good question.
You like the kasha. Yes. So Turi Evan, if Pregis Mitzayin, I and Turi Evan answers this kasha. Turi Evan Chagiga says that the fact that the Torah says the second eretz in the middle is showing me that it's coming lahakdim, and that's the cheshbon, the whole cheshbon of the Gemara we see from the Tzveita Pasuk.
Second eretz.
Oh, from the eretz Tzveita eretz. Now the Velvel, the Biskurov, they asked in this kasha. It's brought down in Piyashmur, and the Biskurov said that. If the Torah is telling me there's Shavuos, then it should have been like Moshe v'Aaron Shkulos. Amalot says Moshe before Aaron, Amalot says Aaron before Moshe. So it should have said the Zayin Min the second time in a different Seder from the fact that it didn't. So Mele the Torah is Bedafka and it's telling me this. No, it should have been. Should have been written to show that like Moshe v'Aaron, Aaron Moshe. But if the Torah, if the Seder is Lav Dafka and it's Shkulos by Shkulos, then the Torah would have made it to make it twice. I hear. Okay, that's why it's Mipi Hashmua. You're not going to find this written down by the Biskurov. Now, there's one more kasha. The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha that from here to Mash we bring a posik. If we bring a posik, that means it's the Raisa, the Din Hakdoma. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if Brocha the Lefonim is the Rabbonon, so how could it be that the Hakdoma is the Raisa, the Kedin? This Hakdoma we're learning out from Eretz Chitos, Eure Gefen Uteino. So it's Mamash Adrosha the Raisa. If brachas the rabbanon, how could the hakdama to brachas be a deraisa? So the achronim want to say, Yashav in his aris, he wants to say in the shurim, he wanted to say, ein echadami brachas the rabbanon. But here the pasuk is going on the seder achila, mehilchas achila, mehilchas the brachas the rabbanon. But there's a seder achila, just like we find already a precedence like a seder achila. There's a din that also lechol lifnei behemtoy. First you have to feed your animals. There's a din by shtia gamel gam lechol the fakert. And so this is also a chelik of the Seder Achila. In Seder Achila, but in the Haint, in the Gemara Taka says, Kol ha-muktim, pasuk muktim lebracha, that's what's Haint, that there's a Rabbanon, they can do the brachas, so we say muktim lebracha. But it's a nemtzich, it's the aside, it's based on the Hilchas Achila. In Dine Achila, there's a din, what goes first and what goes second. And he says, that's Taka the Pshat, that we cover the bread. It's one of his rice he brings, Pshat's Kiddush. Why? Because there's a din of kedim and hilchas achila. Hilchas achila. You can't eat this item for that item. Not dafka mitzad the bracha. Yes, lot nazeh, but upon him, he's learning the lombus is his hilchas achila de kedin, and that's the raisa. How you eat. So again, so eretz chita besoyer. Chita happens to be a kernel. So that's why, that's one of the reasons that we take a cover the bread when we make kiddush, because bread is made from chitim. But you make from chita, you make bread. So chita is before gefen. So that's why you cover the bread, which has kiddush, because of the k'dima. You can't make a brach on the gefen before you make on the bread. So you have to cover it. So not mevayisha, but a koponim mitzad dehichas k'dima, mitzad dehichas achila shaboi. Zog the Gemara, this day in upligi the Reb Chanan, this argument of Reb Chanan, the Om Reb Chanan, kol ha-posuk kula lishiurin nemar. This posuk is lishiurin, it's not for the k'dima. Chita the tenan. Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga. If someone enters the beis hamenuga, the kelev akseif when he's carrying his utensils, the sandal of the tabois of the yodov when he's carrying his hand, who vehein tmein miyat?
So there's no din of Zman that you have to be in the house. They're Tomei right away. As soon as you enter, it's called Bias Abayis. When you're wearing it, they have a time span that will become Tomei when you're wearing it. Until you wait the time span of Kedeach Chilas Pras, you need a Zman Shir. What kind of pass? Pas Chitin. Zot Rashi, Nechelas Maher. That's the Shir of Kedeach Chilas Pras. The famous Kedeach Chilas Pras is the Shir of what it takes to eat Pas Chitin. V'loi Pas Oyrim, which take longer. Mesiv, which goes quicker. V'oichlam Beliftan, with a dip, so it goes quicker weiter. So that's the purpose. Rashi over here says, Rashi is saying that there's two ways to understand the pasuk. Is the pasuk talking about the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, that it has these peiros, and that's the din of kedima? Or is the shvach of Eretz Yisrael that the shiur Torah are dependent on the peiros of Eretz Yisrael? All the shiurim that we know in the Torah are dependent on the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Is the shvach that it has these peiros mikadima, or is the shvach that the shiur Torah are dependent on it? Both are different type of shvach in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the gabi chita. Seira, what's the shiur of seira? The Tanan. Etzem k'seira mitame b'magel b'masa. An etzem, the size of a seira, of a bean, of a barley bean, is metam v'magam v'masa, v'ena metam v'oil. Gefen, what's the purpose of Gefen? K'dei revi is yayin l'nozir. The shir revi is yayin l'nozir is yayin. Mayim is a different shir, because mayim revi is different than yayin. Yayin is more solid. Rashi explains that it's different. It's yoysa mashesh b'mayim. Te'eno, what's a te'eno? K'gur geres, l'gabit shir of k'gur geres l'itzor Shabbos. The shir of l'itzor Shabbos, ha'moitzi o'ch k'gur geres, is chayef. Rimoin kritan called clay balabatim. When do you make a kli? Ois utensils, she urin kirimoinim. When the hole is the size of a rimoin. Because up until then, if it's a nikav kamoitz rimoin, it's tar. But up until then, nikav kamoitz of kidneys, you can use it for zesim. Nikav kazayas, you can use it for egoizim. Nikav kaegoiz, you can use it for rimoinim. But nikav rimoinim, then it's over. Eretz, zes, shemen, om rabbi yosi, rab chenina, eretz, she calls shiurea kazesim. All the shurim are taller than zeisim. We just finished saying a bunch of things that are not zeisim. Most shurim, all the macholas asuras, achelev, dam, noisa, pigu, all kazayas. Tvash, kikasevas agasa, b'yami kipurim. Kasevas agasa, that is the shir that yichayev on Yom Kippur. The idach. Oh, so this all comes to this other man, the Omar. The other man, the Omar, is saying now that no, this pasuk is not coming to kedima dekadin, and that will be the machlokes of Rabbanon. The pasuk is telling me upliga. The pasuk is telling me the gabe this din of the different halachas that we learn the shiurin. Zagmar the idach. The other man, the Omar. How does he know the shiurin? How does shiurin behedya miksiv? It doesn't say the shiurin behedya. Element the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon the shiurin. So the whole pasuk is smachta ba'alma, but the ikka pasuk is telling me that it's in kedima, and that is what we're saying now is the machlokes of reading rabbanon by ein bechasein shabbos the gabe kedima. Let's just finish off the halacha lemais you asked. The shulchan aruch and siman reish yud aleph brings both deis. He brings the shita sarosh that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that zayin minin is odif. You go off at zayin minim, and he also brings the das of the Rambam that paskin like the chachomim. That you go after Chaviv Odif. So, Lamaskona, the Mishabura says that the first day is the Ikka that you should go boss a Zayin Minim, and you should always try to eat the Zayin Minim first. But Lamaisa Ovid Kamar, the Shulchan Aruch does bring the other day too, that you go boss a Chaviv, like the Chachomim, and so Mela, a person can also be Semich if he likes Chaviv first. Dr. Shulchan Aruch inside, Hoy Lefon Minim Peres Arbe. He had numerous fruits in front of him. In Bechasein Shavuos, if they're equal, v'yesh b'neimim in Shiva, and you also have the Shiva Saminim amongst them, so makdim in Shiva. So that's a beautiful shita, you go makdim in Shiva. Afa b'shein chaviv, even if it's not chaviv. K'mo yamin ha'achel, like the other men. V'im ein b'neimim in Shiva, if you don't have Shiva amongst them, makdim ha'chaviv, then you go b'as ha'chaviv. That's all by what? By Bechasein Shavuos. V'im ein Bechasein Shavuos, if the brachas are not Shavuos, you have two different brachas. Afila yesh b'im in Shiva, even if you have him in Shiva, k'goin. Tznoin, v'zayis. Then you can pick and choose. There's no din of kedima because it's not Bechasa and Shabbos. You're going to end up making the bracha of the Shivas Aminim anyways. So you're allowed to pick even the Tznoim first. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Va'afilu
ein chaviv. V'yesh oimrim shegam bazeh tzoch lahakdam achaviv. V'nikra chaviv hamin shegog liyos chaviv olav. What he usually likes. Afilim at chaviv b'min hasheni. Okay, we'll stop over here. Daf mem aleph omid beis on the top.